Ciao a tutti. Last week, I was telling you about my recent trip to Italy, regaling you all about the Tuscan region and all the fabulous food and adventures we had there. I'd like to share a little bit with you this week about the remainder of our trip. After Tuscany, we dropped down to Rome for a day and visited with some friends in Naples. Southern Italy is comprised of regions such as Lazio and Campania, and they hold food traditions that I think are much more familiar to Americans because of the fact that over 5 million Southern Italians immigrated to our country in the previous century. In Rome, we dined on spaghetti alla carbonara and plenty of pizza in Naples. Naples is known also for its excellent fresh mozzarella di bufala. It's made of actual buffalo milk, and it's divine. I also love their ricotta di bufala. I drizzle a little honey and sprinkle cinnamon over it, and it's incredible. I also think that the 57 different varieties of tomatoes you can get in Campania are really the best in the world. I exaggerate a little, but literally there's so many different varieties that the guy at the market in Naples will ask you what you're making before he sells you the right tomato. They take tomatoes very seriously in Naples. Limoncello is also big in southern Italy, Naples, and also on the Amalfi Coast. This is a delightful liqueur made of lemons and some sweet water, and it's taken after dinner. It's really, really good. After crazy Naples, we got back on the train and traveled about 2 hours back up to Perugia in the region of Umbria. And friends, I have to tell you, this is where I fell in love. Now I know all about the under the Tuscan sun thing and how beautiful it is in Tuscany, but you know, that same sun shines on Umbria, and there are about half the American tourists there. It's an amazing place, hilly and verdant and pristine and quiet. And if I were to live anywhere in Italy, it would be there. Perugia is one of the largest cities in the region, but another well-known town is Assisi, where St. Francis and Sister Claire resided during their lifetimes. Each city is gorgeous in its own right, and Perugia has several structures that are still in use today, dating back to Etruscan times. That's pre-Roman, folks, approximately 800 BC. Yikes! In Umbria, there are a ton of wild herbs that can be had and cooked up, and we did. We joined our dear friend Flavia Biscarini and spent a blissful 4 days identifying all of the wild herbs we could see right on the side of the road. Umbrians revel in their charcuterie as well, and I have to say that prosciutto from this region is the tastiest I've ever had. It's still sliced by hand on large wooden dowels in the butcher shops and grocery stores, so it's always fresh. The Umbrian wine is pretty potent, so newcomers should beware. Always have food with your red wine when in Umbria, or you'll need to call for the taxi to take you back to your hotel. Umbria is also known for its delightful chocolate, and as a matter of fact, they have a chocolate festival in October. Are you ready for this? The entire city of Perugia is devoted to this activity. Wow. You may also be familiar with Perugia because of the small Perugina chocolates that are made here. We can get those in the States, and they are very yummy. So there you have it. Just a few food highlights of my trip to Italy. If you're interested in finding out more, you can read my blog, tutticooks.wordpress.com. I have a series of articles with pictures on the trip, which you might enjoy. Thanks for listening. This is Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola Cooking School. Tutti a Tavola, where you can get your PhD in delicious.